Yes, I think that visiting of al-Bashir to Libya cannot be interpreted as an extraordinary visit. But, it should be considered a normal visit, which is all the time made by al-Bashir, as he used to visit the neighboring countries and the Arab countries, without stopping from time to time. He visits Egypt, sometimes he goes to Saudi Arabia, to Ethiopia, to Yemen, to Chad last time. And we should not interpret this visit as actually a reaction of ICC, or reaction of restrictions that made by ICC due to the warrant of arrest issued against him. But I think his visit to Libya will be for certain issues. Issue number one, the bilateral relations between Libya and Libya, Libya and Sudan. And number two will be discussion of different regional issues concerning African Union and Arab League, and the mutual relations also with Sudan in respect of commercial activities, a movement of people from Libya to Sudan and vice versa, from Sudan to Libya, as well as the technical cooperation between the two countries. As we know that Libya is having a lot of investment projects in Sudan, and there is a big hotel owned to Libya, which is called Al-Fatih Tower, which is from the biggest hotel in Sudan, which has been inaugurated last year, consisting of hundreds of rooms and conference halls and other services. And now the majority of conferences used to be held there in this premises belonging to Libya. And in addition, I think al-Bashir will discuss the presence of the chairman of Justice and Security Movement, Khalil Ibrahim, in Libya after refusal of Chad to host him, or at least let him come to the airport for the manner. And also maybe some of the discussion include that Libya should restrict the movement of this chairman of Justice and Security Movement, which is from groups, and it is our group attacked on the man. And due to the close relation and a very good relation between Libya and Chad, and the historical relationship between them, as well as cultural relationship, etc., I think Libya has promised that Khalil Ibrahim, the chairman of Justice and Security Movement, will not be allowed to launch any hostility against Sudan, and I think these issues will be the main issues to be discussed in this special visit by Marshal Omar al-Bashir to Libya.
Is it because the GEM leader is still in Libya, that is why President Bashir is going there, or is it because President Bashir recently closed the border with Libya because of what they call bandits coming to attack some portions of Sudan?
Yes, I think now we after Chad rejected from Khalil Ibrahim to enter Chad, as this Justice and Security Movement used to come through the borders to attack Darfur, and it was also the root of the movement of Justice and Security from Chad to Darfur, or from Darfur to Omdurman. I think now the only entrance to Sudan is Libya. And I think existence of Khalil Ibrahim and his group in Libya will make a lot of disturbances to Sudan. That is why I think this point will be discussed thoroughly by President Omar al-Bashir with the Libyan President Muammar al-Gaddafi. And Libyan government already ensured that they will not allow Khalil Ibrahim or his group to launch or to attack Sudan from their premises. And also they said that they will restrict the movement of his group, and only he will be hosted there as a guest only, without, but according to the relationship between Sudan and Libya, Sudan government hopes that Libya, according to its strong relation with Sudan historically and culturally, and there are a lot of common grounds between Libya and Sudan, they should not allow him easy to stay in Libya. But the government of Libya is saying that they are just keeping him in Libya to guarantee that he will participate in the negotiation in Doha, and they are now trying and pressing him to join the negotiation in Doha, and this is the only reason that caused them to keep him in Libya, and so as not to go to any other country. This is the justification of Libyan government. I think such issues and different issues related to this issue, in addition to other mutual relation issues, will be discussed by Marshal Omar al-Bashir in his room.
So you are basically saying that one of the fundamental reasons why President Bashir is going to Libya is to discuss security issues concerning the justice and equality movement and the border between the two countries?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes, this is actually which will be discussed in addition to the mutual relations between the two countries and the cooperation between the two countries in different domains, economically, politically, maybe. And this is something normally happening from time to time. But the hot issue is the border, security, and the existence of gang leaders in Libya, and the efforts that already exerted by Gaddafi to convince this leader of gang to join the negotiation in Doha.